What's up, friends? Thanks for joining on Emily Caroline's podcast tonight, and I am very excited to share with you on this topic, and this is about grace. God's sufficient grace is always greater than ours. And I love this scripture, 2 Corinthians 12:9. But he said to me, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness." As I have read the scripture over the years of my life, I'm only 22, but as I've read the scripture, I've always been confused of, like, and figuring out how is God's grace more sufficient, more stronger when I'm weak? Like, wouldn't it work better if I was stronger in him, that his power would work better in my life? And something that God has really revealed to me over the past 22 years of my life is that his power is best in weakness, because, and it's made perfect in my weakness, because when I am weak, that's when he grows stronger. His heart, his mind, everything about God is stronger when I'm weak. Isn't that crazy? I thought it'd be the complete opposite. Like, if I'm weak, then God's weak. But God's never weak. He's human, but he's not just human. He's our God. He's our Father. He's our Abba Father. He's our friend. He's our helper. He's our grace. He's our everything. Like, any word that you could come up with that's encouraging, positive, or peaceful, he's everything to us and everything to me. And something that I've really came to my mind is that God is never slow concerning his promise. This was always hard for me to know when I was like 18 and waiting for like the perfect timings and certain things in my life, the single season, all those seasons, and school, and going, figuring out if I was going to college, etc. But something that God's really taught me throughout my years, 22 years, sounds like I'm 50. Sometimes I feel like a guy, is not gonna lie, I'm pretty sure all of us are there. But something that has definitely come to my mind is that God is never slow concerning his promise. Because if something's not working out in our season of life, and you're 19 and you're waiting on like this perfect job or this perfect career or this house or how the house will look or your design for the kitchen, God's timings are always perfect. And God may be holding off on that with you because he has something way better first, that we have no idea what the heck is going on or what the heck he has planned. But he might have something way better that's planned before your actual desire of your heart is planned. God's desires of our hearts are part of his desires, but his plans are always greater. And so as a follower of Christ over 22 years of my life, I know that God has always taught me that it's okay not to understand everything about God. It's okay not to have the perfect words. It's okay to be confused all the time. It's okay to not feel good all the time. It's okay to not be able to pray all the time, because that's when God's strength works best in our weaknesses. And something about this that I love is that 1 Corinthians 15:10 says, "But by the grace of God, I am what I am, and his grace toward me was not in vain." God is never in vain, ever. We are always in vain because we're sinful human, and we're only human, but God still loves us and forgives us for being in vain. But we are who we are. We act how we act. We are created in Jesus Christ. We're created in God's image. And there's nothing better than that. And there's so many times when all the time I'm like chasing the world, chasing Instagram, being like, what's the next trend? What is this? What is this? And it's crazy because the next trend, the next big thing that's going to happen in this world is never going to be who we're created to be. It's never going to identify our identity in God. God's identity is the only identity that we have that's full. And that's the fullness of God that fulfills, that is protected, that is safe, that is strong in our weaknesses. And that's something that I've always had a hard time, is not being consumed by worldly things, like by what everyone has or what everyone's buying nowadays, or the new phone or the new house or the new style. But it's, what is the fullness of God in all that? There's no fullness of God because it's worldly. If we look at it biblically, and we go to God for all this, and we fix our eyes on Jesus, his son, and the Son of God, then we realize we don't need anything else. Nothing else is going to fulfill that hole in our hearts. Only God's fullness, God's grace, God's peace, God's love will fill that empty hole. And that's something that I've always tried to work on in my life, and we've all probably have. And again, if you're not a follower of Christ and you're atheist, or you don't know anything about God and you want to learn about God, feel free to message me through the Spotify app, or if there is messaging, or somehow get onto my Instagram handle at Emily Caroline Hooker. I would love to encourage you and seek you towards God. I mean, I'm not God and I'm not perfect, but I understand that it's confusing to understand the concepts of the Bible. It's confusing to learn about God. But once you know the fullness of Him, and His grace, and His mercy, and His blessings, and His gifts, and His timings, nothing is other greater than that. And that's what I pray that people will dwell on and people will fix their eyes on, just on Jesus and look to Jesus and not the world through my podcast. And that's the point why I have my podcast, so people will realize how great God is and how terrible really the world is, but how there's gifts from God in the world, from the world. I mean, there's gifts from God in this world, but not from this world. And so, I just really wanted to share this with you guys. It was on my heart lately, and I hope you guys have a fantastic rest of your weekend, and just rest in Jesus today.